saved through faith, and that not of yourself. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. We read further from the book of Romans. Now to him that worketh is the reward not reckoned of grace, but of debt. But to him that worketh not, note that, worketh not, but believeth on him that justifies the ungodly, his faith is counted for righteousness. Further over in the book of Romans, the 11th chapter, we read in verse 6, And if by grace, then it is no more of works. Otherwise, grace is no more grace. But if it be of works, then it is of no more grace. Otherwise, work is no more work. Praise God. Salvation through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is offered by the grace of God, the pure, unadulterated, unmixed, undiluted grace to every man, woman, and child in the world today. And whosoever will may come. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Friend of mine, today we can assure you that the day of grace, the dispensation of the pure grace of God, is open, is available, is free. We often hear the words free and postpaid. Yes, salvation is postpaid, paid for previously when the Lord Jesus Christ, God's eternal Son, bore your wrath and your hell and your judgment in his body on the tree. Isaiah says, even his soul was poured out like a drink offering upon the ground. The Holy One who knew no sin became sin for us. We read in Hebrews when he had by himself purged our sin. I've used the illustration before. In the front of many businesses, you often see signs which read, no help needed or no help wanted. So the Lord Jesus could very aptly have had posted at the foot of the cross, no help needed. He was sufficient. He was capable. He was competent. And he did pay sin's debt, so that by the grace of God, men and women could be given without merit, without any reason, save the grace of God. He could offer them eternal life. And friend of mine, that's exactly what this day is all about in which you and I are living. The dispensation of God's grace, God's unmerited favor. Salvation is paid for. There is salvation in none other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must, notice the imperative, we must be saved. The Lord Jesus told that religious man of John 3, ye must be born again. Religious people have to be saved. Religious people have to be born again. There's no one who deserves to go to heaven. If we got our just deserts, every one of us would be screaming in agony this very moment, in the pit of an agonizing and an eternal hell. But friend of mine, God doesn't want you to go there. He wants you to be with him for all eternity. And so, to make it possible, his Son, God the Son, became the sacrificial lamb of Calvary's cross, that you, by the grace of God, through the gift of God, might go to heaven. We read in 1 John chapter 5, this is the record, that God has given to us eternal life, and this eternal life is in his Son. And he that has the Son has eternal life, and he or she who has not the Son of God has not life. These things, he said, I've written unto you who believe on the name of the Son of God, so you can know that you're going to heaven. Would to God you knew it today. If not, why not fall on your knees before a holy God? Claim his grace. Trust the Son who died, who was resurrected, and who lives today, who will come again. But till he does, he's offering as a free gift eternal life. How is this dispensation of the grace of God going to close? We touched on it last week. It's going to close in that awful time of Jacob's trouble. It's called the Great Tribulation. We read last week from Daniel chapter 12. We'd encourage you to go back and read that again. From Matthew chapter 21, many other places tell us about this great time of Jacob's trouble. I repeat again, Daniel 12 and Matthew chapter 24, verses 21 and 22 especially. Now then, when this great tribulation takes place, something will have happened just prior to that for the Christians. That is called, we refer to it as the rapture, which simply means the calling out of the Christians. The Lord Jesus shall return, and when he comes again, he's going to take out all Christians. This we read about in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. We read about it in 1 Corinthians chapter 15. All Christians will be taken out, and then this time of Jacob's trouble, this great tribulation time, will take place. According to Scripture, this lasts for some 7 years, a time of such intense wrath and judgment. The Scripture says there has never been anything like it before or since. There'll never be anything comparable to the time of the wrath of God. And of course, I repeat now, this takes place after Christ comes for his church. But at the closing of that time, we come to what is known as the millennial reign of Christ. or the thousand-year reign of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is when Christ comes personally, not for his church. He did that 7 years prior. He comes with his church, and the church will reign with the Lord Jesus over the world that has gone through the tribulation. Of course, many, many people will not survive that great time. Christ returns with his church, and as rightful king, he will reign over repentant and restored Israel. And we who are, listen, we who are his, the Christians, the redeemed ones, will reign with him for 1,000 years. That's where we get the word millennium. This closes after Satan is loosed for a little season. Read it in Revelation 20, verses 7 to 9. And then at that time, the true nature of man comes out. For Satan will steal after many living through this millennial reign. That is, those who came out of the tribulation, went into the millennium, many of them born at that time. They will turn to Satan, and he will gather a following. But this dispensation, this millennial reign, also closes with a time of judgment. And this time of judgment is called the Great White Throne. And we read, as we read last week, whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. And then we read in Revelation 21 and verse 1, and I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away. And thus we see the never-ending eternal future set in motion. And you can read more about it in the closing verses of the book of the Revelation. Oh, friend of mine, great things are ahead, but only if you're in Christ. For to be out of Christ means possibly the tribulation, assuredly the great white throne judgment, if you die without Christ. Why not today? Turn to him, experience salvation, be born again by the Spirit of God, and the Bible says you can know you're going to heaven. May the Lord bless you to do so today.